how are you feeling? And not the first time you've missed a training camp, so what have the past few months been like as well?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, the last couple of weeks, I think I've really made a lot of steps and steps in the right direction. I hope to be playing, within the next week or two.
What have the past few months been like in terms of, I imagine you're chomping at the bit here to get back into it again. Not the first time you've been out at the beginning of the season. What has that been like for you?
It was a little bit tougher this time. You know, after my last surgery, I missed the early parts of the season, and you know, it was my first time, so I was still trying to figure everything out. But now I know where I need to be with my shoulder, and especially after being traded to Winnipeg, it was tough to sit out the home opener, you know, the first game in Jets franchise, the history, and stuff like that. It's been a lot tougher this time around.
Yeah, first week in July when you get traded to Winnipeg, where were you at that time, and what were the original thoughts when you got the call that A, you were leaving Washington, and B, that it was going to Winnipeg?
I was in my hometown, actually, in Winkler, hanging out with my brother on the golf course, and I got the call, and I was definitely shocked. You know, it wasn't something I was expecting, but it's really tough the first time you get traded. It's a tough feeling to have, and it made it a little bit easier knowing that I was going to be in Winnipeg, close to my friends and family, but it still leaves a bit of a hole in your stomach after you get traded.
Was just going to ask, this was the only team that you knew professionally, drafted you, Calder Cup in Hershey in 06. It sounds like maybe you're saying there was some unfinished business there.
Well, I mean, we were there. We've had a lot of good teams in the past. I think, the Capitals are really close to having a successful team, and obviously I wanted to be a part of it. But, now that I'm moved on to Winnipeg, I have the same dreams for this team. I think we have a good young core here in Winnipeg, and players that want to win, and I'm excited to have that challenge here in Winnipeg.
Mike Vogel used to point out that your points per minute were always among the best, not only on the team, but in the league also. And, when you'd see power play time, you'd take advantage. But you sort of, the past few years, it seems, fell into that third line type of player here, third line minutes kind of thing. How did you see yourself fitting into the lineup here? And will it be different, do you anticipate, with the Jets?
I definitely hope I can earn a little bit more ice time than I had in Washington. I think maybe it'll be a bit more of an opportunity on the power play or the first couple lines. And, obviously that's something I'm going to have to work for and earn, but I feel that I can do that.
Do you have a sense who you might be lining up with?
I was kind of asking the coaches today what they had in mind, if I was to come back, and they weren't going to tip their hand off. So I'm not quite sure what they have planned for me, but whatever it is, I'm going to go out there and just play that similar style you guys saw in Washington. Just try to create some energy, have some good speed, and hopefully some good scoring chances.
You referenced the first game of the year in Winnipeg. Obviously would have wanted to be there. I saw the starting lineups introduced, and then you were in the street clothes on the bench. What has it been like, just the whole build-up? I mean, we see it on TV, but being in Winnipeg, what has the past few months been like atmosphere-wise in that city, just hungry to get the team back?
Yeah, they've been super excited. I think, the fans have been great. They've obviously sold out the rink every game, and, they've been cheering loud. They want this team to stay, and they want this team to be successful. I think over the past couple of weeks especially, the fans have gone from really excited to having a team to now really wanting wins. So I think the guys are feeling a bit of the pressure. We just got to try to respond and try to play a little bit better at home.
Not the easiest travel schedule. It's only this year, but that's something I imagine a team doesn't want to use excuses, but that has to take some getting used to as well for the team.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit different for this year, but if you see the teams in the Western Conference, a lot of those teams have a lot of miles to put on, so I don't think we're any worse of a situation than those teams. So I think we just got to continue to play. We got to win our games on the road. We got to play just as hard, obviously, on the road as we do at home. So it'll be a challenge for us, but it's an exciting time for this franchise, and we can't make any excuses.
Before we let you go, you have a greatest memory or two from your time here?
Definitely the Winter Classic would be one of my greater memories. That was a fun game for myself. Being able to score in that game with that kind of atmosphere, that was awesome. And probably my draft day, obviously. That's something as a kid you dream about getting drafted, and you'll always remember how that day went. And obviously Washington will hold a special place with that day.
Yeah, and final thing, I'm guessing that this would have been a date you had circled on your calendar, but fortunately, at least for this year, the Jets and Capitals will play five more times after tonight.
Yeah, today was a day I wanted to play for sure, but you know, at the end of the day, like you said, we play the Capitals a few more times this year, and it's more important to make sure I'm 100% rather than just playing a game just to play against old teammates and then feel a little bit vulnerable. So I'll wait a little bit longer, and you know, I'm sure I'll run into these guys again.